You're listening to SBS News.
Nationally, 93.1% of people over 16 are double-dosed with a COVID-19 vaccination, and over 7 million Australians over 18 have received their booster. As Australia moves through the Omicron wave and vaccination figures climb, hospitalisation figures are starting to plateau. Despite this, Australian Nursing and Midwifery Acting Federal Secretary Lorianne Sharp says it's a long way until nurses and healthcare workers will see a light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
The hospitals are still overstretched. We've still got, you know, massive hospitalisations, a code brown here in Victoria. We've still got nurses and midwives and carers working, you know, increased hours, double shifts, not getting proper breaks, returning from leave, working short staff. So there's no way that, you know, that barely able to take a breath, nearly own, sort of thinking that there's a light at the end of the tunnel yet.
There has been a slight drop in COVID hospitalisations in New South Wales at 2,794 people, down from 149 from Tuesday. The state has recorded another 29 deaths, with 21,030 new cases reported. Meanwhile, there are just over 1,000 people in hospital in Victoria with COVID-19. 113 of them are in intensive care. A further 35 people with the virus have died in the state, while there are 13,507 new cases. Victorian COVID Commander Jeroen Wymer says there will be an increase in cases over the coming weeks as people return to in-person schooling and work.
As we head into schools reopening, we will see more people getting back into those school settings. I know schools have worked really hard to introduce, you know, air filters, to rethink their lesson programs, to rethink how kids move around schools, and to bring as much of the activity outside as they can, particularly over the remainder of the summer and autumn months. So I think all those individual steps will make a difference, but we should expect to see, I think, over the days and weeks ahead, continued high case numbers that we're seeing at the moment. We don't expect those to drop off very rapidly in the immediate future. I think there'll be a bit of a bump in those numbers over the next couple of weeks as we wait and see how people go back to work and how those schools go back again.
South Australia has reported 2,401 new cases with 13 deaths. 288 people are in hospital with 26 in ICU, the lowest intensive care figures in South Australia for some time. Premier Stephen Marshall is encouraging PCR testing in his state, even if a person has returned a negative rapid test result, and especially if they have symptoms.
It's a very sensitive test, the PCR test, far more sensitive and accurate than the rapid antigen test. We were one of the last to introduce the rapid antigen test, and we did that for a reason, because PCR is the preference. There are now no lines for PCR testing in South Australia at the moment.
Meanwhile, ACT has recorded 896 cases with no COVID deaths. Hospitalisations are at 67, with 5 people in ICU, including 1 person on a ventilator. The Northern Territory has 492 new cases, with 84 people in hospital and a drop to 3 people in intensive care. Queensland has recorded 9 deaths and 13,551 new cases. The deaths were people over the age of 50 up to their 90s, of whom none had a booster shot, prompting Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk to issue a warning to the state's older population, calling the deaths tragedies.
Once again, my message is to the elderly people, the more seniors in our community. If you do not need to go out in the next couple of weeks, just limit where you go and don't go into large crowds, because what we are seeing tragically is the elderly people who are losing their lives. And once again, can I please pass on my condolences to the families? This is someone's loved family member, and it's always a heartbreaking time when any of this tragedy strikes.
Hospital admissions in Queensland have dropped to 889, down from 930 on Tuesday. 28 people are in hospital in Tasmania, where 1 virus death and 712 new COVID-19 cases have been recorded. The death, an 80-year-old woman, is the 4th COVID-19-related casualty since the island state reopened mid-December, and the 17th virus death for the state. Western Australia had 24 new cases, with 9 emerging from a cluster at a lithium plant in Bunbury and the remaining from Perth. Premier Mark McGowan said COVID safety is at the forefront of January 26 events across WA.
I was just in a room wearing a mask with hundreds of people who are becoming Australian citizens. That's occurring all over Western Australia, these events. And often they're indoors. We're doing them with mask wearing, and everyone, you know, I've noticed people now aren't shaking hands anymore. People are elbow bumping, which I think is probably wise in the current environment to limit the spread of virus.
Lorianne Sharp told SBS that with the return to in-person work and soon schooling across the country comes a likely spike in cases. This and the increased gatherings for the January 26 public holiday.
There will be, because it's the day when a lot of people have a day off work and they meet and gather and celebrate or have, you know, social gatherings. So there is also that risk that, you know, in 7 to 10 days from now that we could see a spike in cases. Absolutely.
At the Australia Day National Citizenship and Flag Raising Ceremony, Prime Minister Scott Morrison acknowledged the past years had been some of the toughest for Australia and praised our frontline healthcare workers.
And there are many others who are wearing uniforms, serving on the front lines of the pandemic, our health workers, those who are working in emergency services and manning COVID clinics, those indeed from the St John's Ambulance and many other places, doing what they do every day. We celebrate them today and their great service, and we say to them, thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
Vaccination continues to be at the heart of the message to Australians from overworked healthcare workers. Ms. Sharp says people doing their bit and getting boosted means a lot to nurses who are shouldering a heavy load as the Omicron wave continues.
Right now, there would be an unvaccinated patient being put on a ventilator, because we know that if you're not vaccinated, you are putting yourself more at risk of disease burden. So we just encourage everyone to get vaccinated, to not wait to access their booster shot, to be really proactive about that, and to, you know, where possible, have the conversations with others about doing the same. It's absolutely critical.
Ellie Mitchell, SBS News.
We'll be right back.